Hi.
Look at you. Thanks for coming.
Yes.
You look good today. You do.
They do. They always look good. Yeah. You guys are the best. I like the post-game shows this week because I like when we have different people on.
Yeah.
Because it always has a different feel depending on who I'm talking to or who's on. And I just have a quick question.
Uh-oh.
So I don't own an iron and I don't own a steamer. Do you guys own those things or one of those things?
Both.
Really?
But- Not by my own choice. My husband's an attorney, so
yeah.
He irons, he steams. I've always hated ironing. I hate it so much. I hate the attention you have to give to it. I hated, you know, when it's like a dress and you have to like keep inching it over.
Oh my God.
I hate it.
I remember my mom teaching me how to iron and I'm like, this is one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And by the way, don't get me wrong, like I actually really enjoy traditionally like domestic female BS. Like I like to cook, I love to clean.
That's different than ironing.
Ironing is like tedious and annoying and I would always like make the clothing shiny because I'd leave the iron in one place for too long.
Oh, that happens.
It melts the fabric.
Ironing makes me feel like the Industrial Revolution. Like it makes me feel like I'm in a fact, like it's not like purposive. It doesn't bring me, like cooking is good, cleaning, it's like, oh, there's gonna be a result. And I guess the result of ironing is like,
but then immediately when you get in your Uber to go to the place that you iron your clothes for, you get out and it's not ironed anymore.
Exactly.
And it's like, I swear I ironed it. When I ironed a pair of pants last weekend because I went to a wedding. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I got in the Uber and got out of the Uber, I ruined my pants. And I remember going up to everyone that I met at that wedding, and the only person I really knew was Lizzie, so everyone I met, and I had to tell them, like, just, you know, I did iron my pants.
That sucks.
And it was a great icebreaker, and I am fantastically socially talented.
Yeah, I only iron if the pants are egregious. Like, that is, or the item is, like, bad. So I just have my husband. I'm like, is it awful?
And I always spill water on it. I don't know how to, you know, because I fill it up too much.
That's actually the best thing to do. First of all, here's another thing about the iron. You know how you have to spray it sometimes, right? And then it's just like it makes that annoying noise. And then, but I realized that, like, you know what's better than ironing? Taking your clothing, putting it in the bathroom with you while you shower, close the door, right? So nothing, like the steam doesn't come out, and just let that shit steam while you're showering.
Yeah. Yes, but how hot are your showers?
Oh, Anna? I like hot showers.
Because,
like I come out and my skin, especially like my chest is red.
Yeah, I can't do that. I have sensitive little Snow White skin. I can't.
Yeah, I can't.
I would come out scalding. I can't do that.
I love hot showers.
I just let the dry cleaner take whatever's, let them do it. And I feel like there's no good place to keep an ironing board.
That's another thing. Yes.
And you can't, like, and it sounds like a pterodactyl when you open it.
Like,
why haven't we changed ironing boards?
I don't know.
Let's do that. That's why
these guys are members, because TYT asks the important questions.
Yeah.
Why haven't we changed ironing boards? You're both wrong. There is a great place to steal an ironing board in the closet. They have the ones with the hangers.
Hang
it up in there.
That's the hotel. Oh, you have a fancy place then.
No, I don't actually own an iron or a steamer, but I know how to use them, and I find it soothing for some reason. Mm. The steam just quiet time for me, I like it. I really enjoy it. I just put on some juice.
I can tell.
But I don't actually own this.
Glass of wine.
Yeah.
Steam.
Another trick for you travelers out there. You know how sometimes you'll fold your clothes and put it in the luggage and then you take it out, it's all like wrinkled, but you're not gonna travel with an iron and maybe the hotel doesn't have one.
Yeah.
Take a little spray bottle with you and a good spray bottle that like does good equal sprays, not the ones that are like one aggressive stream.
A misting,
and then just mist it. That helps too. Not with all fabrics, but with a lot of them.
Wait, if you just spray water, it'll loosen it up?
Yeah, I mean, obviously hang it, and as it's hanging, just kind of spray. It's the same idea as like the steam.
Yeah. That is a good life hack.
Yeah, it is.
I'm really happy that we're talking about it.
I don't know why the reason why I brought it up is because my mother-in-law is flying in from Florida and staying with us for a couple nights, and she just texted me and was like, hey, just wanted to know if you have an iron or a steamer and then I didn't read the rest of it because I was horrified immediately.
Do you have a steamer?
No.
Just go to like Macy's and get and just get one for like $20.
I can't have her think that I'm who I really am.
Yeah, just have it.
I have to lie.
And like make it, take it out of the box and like have some water in it. Like not a ton, but like just.
Like I just use, I'll turn it on for like a couple minutes right before she gets there, turn it off. And then be like,
is she
just
a
ironing.
Member?
Yeah.
Because that this might foil
highly,
the whole.
Highly doubt it. And by the way, she wouldn't judge me at all if
also,
I don't have those things.
What do we? I want to get a definitive answer: steamer or iron? Because I did used to have a steamer. Well, my roommate at the time had a steamer, and I would use that steamer. And that steamer did shit. And I at that time worked at a film studio, and on occasion I would try and look nice because I thought I wanted to work there for a while.
Yeah.
And it was a waste. Both things were a waste of my time. I didn't actually want to work there for a while. And two, that steamer did nothing to my clothing, but it just gave me some spots where it would look like I had weird sweat stains, which sometimes I do. Yeah. And so people would assume correctly sometimes that they were sweat stains, and they were, but sometimes I would just say that they were marks from the steamer. So I want to know, steamer or iron? I will go on record right now. Iron.
Iron, because you can kind of use the iron as a steamer if you just you do the little
How good
thing.
Are you at ironing?
You sound like you're really good.
You sound amazing. Like I would, if I picked it up, people would think I was wielding a weapon.
You just kind of pull it taut at the bottom and then, you know, make it steam and kind of run it up and down.
Oh. Wow.
That's like a, that's like a really... kind of,
I didn't know.
I guess
you wizard.
I mean, you try to find ways around doing the things you hate.
Yeah. So. Okay, so another way around a thing I hate, but it's costly and I just can't pull the trigger on it. The Roomba. Let's discuss the Roomba.
This is good.
Does anyone have a Roomba?
No,
but I'm considering. Like, dude, it's a conversation.
I mean, look, I think some things need to be automated, and vacuuming is one of them.
Yeah.
Having a little robot that's like, you know, and like I don't have to do it.
Do you have one?
No, I really want one, but they're like $500.
Okay. Do you have hardwood floors?
There's no way they're $500.
Okay, so same thing.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. So we have hardwood floors, and like my husband, we get into it because he's like intense about the floors, like, and I could care less. But they get dusty, and I'm like, I'm not doing this every day.
Mm-hmm.
But is it going to be effective? Is my question.
So I've done extensive research on the Roomba, because if you're going to spend,
I had a feeling.
Yes, if you're going to spend $500,
yeah,
it better do the trick, right? And the reviews are great, and they've improved the technology so much because the place I live in has like the living room is like sunk. It's like a sunken living room, if that makes any sense. And then it's like you take one step. And that's where the hallway is, and then that the hallway to the rooms and stuff. So I'm like, if I get a Roomba, I mean, it's not going to be able to, like, you know, go from one room to another because of that issue.
We need that technology too. Mm-hmm.
They have invented it. They have invented it.
For Roomba? Go upstairs?
I don't know if it can go up the stairs.
You don't want it? Sounds like a horror movie. It can go upstairs. Where are you safe?
Oh no!
This is a Roomba.
Oh, it's gonna clean you if it comes in.
The Roomba is back. Something
what's
like
the
that.
Other
the
option?
Room back. Watch your back. The I don't know.
We what do you mean the other
the
option?
Is like, there not another? Is there a less expensive? Like, does the Roomba cornered the market? Cleaner? Like, that's the only.
You know, that's a good question. I think I've only looked into Roombas because it's just the first thing I think
of. Yeah, because it's like there's the Keurig and then there's like. Yeah. All the versions
are there,
of like.
There are knockoff Keurigs?
Well, there's like that's the awful. Starbucks Verismo, the Nespresso, the.
She's right. You're
you
right.
Know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so it's like, is it only the Roomba?
How, like,
has
you
Dyson
imagine?
Not made anything? Because I would pay for a Dyson just because it's pretentious. And
also, wait, the Roomba's circular shaped.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How does it do the corners? How does it do the corners? It can't do the corners if I'm paying $500.
That is a devastating point.
Thank
that
you.
Is devastating. Yeah.
You're still going to have to clean those corners, and then you're going to resent the Roomba.
Yeah.
You should get a discount.
You like, should. I should bring discount. That up. Like, this is a defect. Can I please get a discount? Maybe it'll work. And the corners actually get the dirtiest, because my problem is, like, Charlie will shed a little bit, and somehow the corners will like compile.
They
the
congregate.
Most
they meet together in the corners. The fur finds its each other, and it's like I remember you from when we were on the homeland, and then they you know find themselves in the corner. They have these little neighborhoods that they go to. I know exactly how
that's
that works.
True. So this is a random question. So Breaking Bad. Do you? I know. Pivot. Don't you remember when, like, Walt found the poison or whatever that like. Jesse used to like kill, or that Walt used to kill the boy or something, but it was in Jesse's Roomba.
I don't remember that.
Because if Jesse can afford one, we should be able. And it was like pre drug lord Jesse, so yeah. Like no money Jesse.
I have weird neighbors that both have kind of sketchy professions. I don't question it. They're very nice, uh-huh. But they have weird jobs, uh-huh. And they have a Roomba.
See? And
why is that the marker of like?
Oh, you have a Roomba?
Oh, you're done. Yeah. You're probably fabulously wealthy. You own a Roomba. I mean, yeah. Forget about it. I mean, they're living in our little like weird townhouse complex that fits too many people. So it's
it might be only one of their properties.
It might be one of their many. You don't know.
I think that this is so typical of millennials. Like we're such typical millennials. We're whining about how we can't afford the Roomba because you know the reality is we're out there buying avocado toast. And spending our money on shit that doesn't really matter. Roombas matter. We should be spending our money on Roombas.
That's not where I thought you were going. I love vacuuming. It's like ironing. You put on some headphones, relax, have some me time, smoke a blunt, vacuum the house.
Hardwood is dumb, though.
Sweep. I like sweeping, too.
Sweeping. I prefer sweeping I love over sweeping. Vacuuming,
with
the
Swiffer, it's so satisfying. No. Then you take off the Swiffer thing, and you see, and you're like, I found all of you. You're here. Get out, you know?
Oh, that little pot, not little, sometimes big, pile of dust.
Dust.
But, like, then there's the dustpan situation. I feel like it's never good enough. It always leaves that, like, really thin, like, line. Yeah.
I don't like it. It makes me feel like the help. Black people don't like doing a bunch of backbreaking labor. It just makes us feel like we don't have to do this anymore. So I can pay somebody or buy a Roomba to do it. I've never heard a black woman be like, oh, I enjoy sweeping. Like, not in modern times. We just don't. It's just not a fun activity. So, I didn't know they were $500.
Yeah, I mean, there might be
I bet the knockoff is hilarious.
Somewhat cheaper models.
Gotta be.
Get the knockoff, Anna, because you know, one, it won't be able to go upstairs, something weird like that. And you know, it's also like this, it's the Foomba. You know, it's not.
Yeah.
And ignore the fact that it sounds like we combine fake and Roomba. It's the Foomba, and the Foomba only goes in one direction.
That's
but that
the
one
thing.
Direction will be incredibly clean.
And it's just gotta be straight. Dumb cheap.
I don't want to spend money on it. Yeah. Like, it's going to be cheaper, but what a waste. Like, if it's not going to do what you want it to do, why would you waste the money?
Right.
By the way, to be clear, I'm not sure if it can go upstairs. What I do know is that it won't fall off the edge of something.
Right?
So it won't.
So it is smart.
So it is somewhat smart. It has like sensors, but there's a downside to that as well. As you can tell, I have researched this. If you have, let's say you want it to go from hardwood floor, tile floor, whatever, to carpet, the sensor is based on color. And so if it's like a darker surface, it'll think that is the edge. And so it'll be like, like, you know what I'm saying?
So Roombas are racist is what you're saying.
Like, this
if
whole
it sees something dark, it moves away. It moves, it's not going close.
Cleaning is racist. Guys, and I didn't know that's what we're doing today.
Wait, okay, break down what you just said. That bloom, okay, so it won't fall off a surface.
Right, so
color recognition,
that,
right?
Yes. Sounds to me like a test. That's like when people said Nalgene's can't be broken, and then I just went into the woods with my friends and we just started smashing Nalgene's, and we're like, what now, motherfucker? Yeah, you can break a Nalgene. Like the Roomba, how it says, you know, if it can't go off a surface, I'll do everything. I would buy it just to
see it
fall.
But it shouldn't, because it might break. Yeah. And then $500.
Well, then I would say, like, it jumped.
Yeah.
They're getting more intelligent, these Roombas. It jumped.
That's not the one you want.
Yeah. So our 1 year wedding anniversary just passed, and I kept dropping hints about the Roomba, which is, by the way, we have a joint checkings account. Like, his money is my money,
right? You'll so, know like, if, like,
so,
yeah.
But I just kept hinting that I want the Roomba because I wanted him to make the decision because I can't pull the trigger. And if he made the decision, then I'd be like, well, it's a gift and it was out of my hands. He made that decision and it's sweet. So we had, like, I have to have it. Like, I can keep it now, you know?
And now it's like, what's the point of changing your cell phone background to a Roomba and your desktop background to a Roomba if he's not going to get the hint? You know what I mean? Little known fact about it.
It is hard to be subtle about a Roomba.
I mean, I felt like the tattoo was a little subtle.
Imagine you're like TV screensaver of just like a Roomba going across the TV.
I don't know how that got there. It's crazy.
And Christian's like, oh, did you change that? And you're like, yeah, just whatever. And
I just
like,
think it's really nice.
Yeah.
It's just nice
soothing.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's soothing?
I think it's a good investment.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to do it because I've been thinking about it for too long. But like, this is the kind of shit that the Koch brothers or Trump, they don't have to think about, like, they don't even know how good they have it. Like, just go enjoy your fucking life.
Yeah, go get a Roomba and shut up, you know? Just get your Roomba and stop putting your face in politics.
But that's the thing. Like, they have no interest in Roombas because they pay people to do that stuff for them, right? And so, like, they have it so good, but it's still not good enough. Like, they have to ruin everyone else's life in order to enjoy their lives.
This was a swing.
This was a swing. I know.
All, you know, yeah.
Because sometimes I do get bitter. You know how, like, sometimes conservatives will be like, oh, you know, these Democrats, they want to regulate everything because they're jealous of the success. Sometimes. Like, I'm not jealous of your success. I don't want to stop anyone from being successful. Jealous is not the right word. I'm bitter that they don't recognize how lucky they are. You know what I'm saying?
To have Roombas?
That they don't, like, their mind isn't full. Like, they're not up at night, and I'm having insomnia issues right now. Serious insomnia issues. Mm. They're not up at night thinking about, do I buy the Roomba? Do I think that a steamer is gonna work? Like, these are the random things that go through my mind.
I have a feeling that by the end of this post game, there's gonna be like a GoFundMe and be like,
no,
someone buy Anna a Roomba.
Don't do that. Like, please don't do that. But yeah, anyway,
you're
sorry.
Gonna get like three Roombas for Christmas, and then they can all be
Christmas
friends with each
good.
Other.
It is good.
That's good, because Christmas you can tell people too. Like, you can say, I want, because my mom and my dad always ask every year, like, do you want something for Christmas? Because they don't live here. So it's like, would you rather us just come see you? Or like, do you want a gift or something? And usually it's, I don't know. But if I knew that a Roomba was an option, I'd be like, how you guys feel about a Roomba? How proud of me are you this year?
Yeah.
They would never buy me a Roomba.
Yeah, that's an expensive gift.
It is.
And I'm not convinced that my dog wouldn't attack it. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
How would Charlie respond to a Roomba?
How do they interact with it?
Charlie is a sensitive soul. So how would Charlie respond to a Roomba? Willie already attacks the vacuum cleaner, and
how
it is a battle
is
of wills,
oh,
is
really?
The question.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Charlie hates the vacuum cleaner. Nothing scares him more than the vacuum.
It's ridiculously loud. How come we haven't changed vacuum cleaners?
Another question. The Dyson is the silent.
But that's the one with like a basketball on the inside, right?
And they try and make it seem like they're like, look, we put a ball.
Yeah, that was
good. Did you ever think about how like a ball, how things turn on your heel? What if it was a ball? I just hate that. I'm like,
they are very pretentious.
Yeah.
And it's like 10 seconds of a commercial.
He puts himself in the commercial too. He's like, I'm the only good spokesperson. I'm the only one that can explain the power of the ball. Like, I'm the only one that could do it. We shouldn't hire anyone else.
He does seem kind of like
he's like really an ass. That's what keeps me from buying the Dyson. It's like, oh, I really want it. And then he comes on, he's like, do it, buy it.
Is his last name like, Dyson?
It
his
might
last
be
name
him.
Is Dyson, right?
It's I like hope some, it's his.
It's like Ed
he
Dyson.
Acts like it's his.
Yeah, that's a good question. I never thought about that.
I don't like him.
But I have heard good things about those vacuums, and I have not. I thought about it for like half a second. I'm like, I can't
spend.
They're
$1 million.
They're really expensive.
They are?
Yeah.
Well, they're not. I mean, I know.
They're like $600 for a brand new one, and then like a lower model's $300. But I mean, anyway. But then another thing that I wanted to mention about Dyson is they came out with like a really cool looking fan a couple of years ago.
That's right.
The circle fan.
And he was also pretentious about that. Yeah.
It feels like the wind.
Yeah, it's like a bladeless fan.
Because everyone wants
that's
to feel
what it is.
The wind in their apartment.
Yeah.
So I had like a moment where not a moment, I've had many moments where I've lacked judgment. And when I was living in my apartment, it was one of these old apartments that didn't have central AC.
Yeah,
it had
God.
A wall unit in the bedroom, but the wall unit was so, that was also from the 1950s. So it was like, it sounded like there was a big rig in my room as I was trying to sleep with the engine revving. No, not nice. I'd be like, I can't sleep. So I would see those pretentious Dyson commercials and I'd be like, you know, I think I'm gonna buy that fan because I hate the oscillating blade.
They're
fans.
Ugly.
They're so ugly.
Fans are ugly and a really bad investment.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna get one, get a
the
cool
Dyson,
one.
Right? Get the one that looks nice. And so this is when I had the lapse of judgment and went to Best Buy and I just picked one up and I put it on a credit card. This was a really bad idea, but it was $600. And
oh
I
my
go,
God.
Yeah. I went home. And I think it was an emotional buy because I had gotten into an argument with Christian, but whatever. Anyway, I come home and he's like, is that what I think it is? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, babe, come on, you know that's not a smart idea. And I was like, I know, but you know what? I work really hard. And I started making justifications. Yeah, yeah. I never buy myself anything. And I really want to just, you know, spoil myself this once. And he's like, okay, fine. It did not work well.
It didn't?
Really?
Didn't work well at all. I had already thrown the box away, which was a bad decision. Mm-hmm. Christian's like, we are returning this. I'm like, I don't even have the box. Like, where did you throw it? I'm like, in the dumpster, like yesterday, there's gonna be a bunch of stuff on top of it. He's like, I'm gonna get the box. I'm like, I'm not going through the trash. You wanna do that?
Yeah.
Do you? He went through the trash. We put it back in the box, took it back to Best Buy.
You returned it?
Fuck yeah, I returned it. It didn't work.
This is what I would imagine. I've seen the shape of that Dyson, and I would imagine that it kind of feels like, cause it's wide, right? Like, you try blowing air out of your mouth when it's like really wide, like,
you guys both.
I don't think there's a science to it.
Are ridiculous.
But I just remember looking at it and I was like, that shit's not gonna work.
It didn't work well. It didn't work well at all. And it didn't.
Yeah, it looks cooler than the function.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It looks very Star Trek.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel very Star Trek, we have now learned.
This is such a first world problem type conversation.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So we're lucky too when you really think about it.
Very lucky to be talking about fans.
Yeah.
$600 fans.
We've come full circle. All right, I mean, that's all I have. Do you
I think we solved it again.
Yeah. Every time we come to like a conclusion for a story or like a post game, there's really no way of like getting out of there except for like, well, that was that and you're welcome.
Yeah, and we have missions for you all. Figure out the ironing board.
Oh, yes. I hope we have some inventors watching. I feel like we could.
Yeah. I mean, we could have just given you a multi-$1 million.
Shut up, Ambria, we might.
So just figure it out, guys.
Yeah, we need your help.
Yeah.
All right.
Troubleshoot.
Mm-hmm. Have a good night.
Bye.